Some people are angry at Israel because they're against Israel. But some of us are angry because we care so much about its survival and think it's being stupid. Popular foreign policy here and everywhere is about waving swords and shooting anyone in their way. It's a quick and simple solution, but depend too much on the sword and die by the sword. I've been rethinking what's been going on in the Middle East. Many of us have been assuming that the conflict between Israel and Palestine was central to Middle Eastern policy and events. I've come to realize that the Palestinians are being used mostly as pawns in a very different struggle, and it's very important to understand that. Radical foreign fighters have shown themselves willing to flock to battles all over the Middle East, except Palestine. They're in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. Palestinians have been kicked out of much of the Middle East. Theirs is not a popular cause. So why does it keep coming up? Iran supports Hamas and Hezbollah as a way to reduce its isolation in the Sunni world. Iran has no significant beef with Israel. Ahmadinejad scored political points with inflammatory rhetoric, but he and much of that rhetoric have been replaced. By seeming to make common cause with Sunnis, however, Iran hopes to make themselves harder to oppose or fight. And by directing aid to groups fighting Israel, it immunizes itself from the reaction to some Shiite forces deep in the Sunni world. It's not in Iran's interest to destroy Israel. Opposition to Israel is part of Iran's foreign policy, protecting its bona fides in the Sunni Arab world. Destroy Israel, and they'll need something else. But let's be clear, Iran can be a serious existential threat to a stupid Israel. By comparison, other threats in the neighborhood are pinpricks. Notice the opportunity that creates. The U.S., Iran, and Israel all have things to give each other in a true regional grand bargain. We could reduce Iran's regional isolation because we have considerable influence with many of the regional players, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, etc. Iran could contribute to Israel's safety by backing off its support for Hamas and Hezbollah. And that could make a reliable peace in Palestine possible. Without external support, the Palestinians would not be nearly as threatening to Israel, and a two-state solution would really be possible. I don't mean to imply that it'll be easier to get there. There's a huge history of mistrust on both sides, and both sides have good reason to mistrust the other. The nuclear negotiations themselves, difficult and sensitive, could build the mutual confidence necessary for a wider deal. Americans would have to give our leadership the support and confidence needed to work toward that goal. Difficult in the face of Republican sabotage before we even know, let alone consider, whether our negotiators have proposed a constructive bargain. The leadership of all three countries is skittish for ordinary political reasons. They all hold elections. No politician in either of the countries wants to make a mistake on an issue like this. It would be a huge loss if fear of mistakes prevents the effort to reach a settlement of one of the big issues threatening us, Israel, the Palestinians, and continually pulling the U.S. into Middle Eastern conflicts. I don't have a pipeline to whatever the deal will look like. Nothing's automatic. A lot depends on our diplomacy and pressure. But major improvement is a possible outcome. So as John F. Kennedy famously told us, let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.